You are listening to the Health and Wellness Connection Podcast, the number one wellness podcast designed to provide the latest information to help you achieve your health and wellness goals. Our show features exciting guests, the latest in medical research, and in-depth discussions in current trends on weight loss, nutrition, and fitness. No matter what your interest, the Health and Wellness Podcast has you covered. And now, presenting your illustrious host, Dr. Barry, MD.
Hello, 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 and thank you for listening to the Health and Wellness Connection Podcast. I want to thank you for being a faithful listener and checking us out every week on Afro Vibes Radio. But hey, if you somehow don't get a chance to check us out Thursdays, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Afro Vibes Radio, please don't hesitate to check out our podcast page. That's anchor.fm/HW Connection. That's HWCONNECTION. Again, check us out on our anchor.fm podcast page. Check out all the shows uploaded there immediately after the show airs on Afro Vibes Radio. Also, if you want to listen to the show live on Afro Vibes Radio, please download the app, AfroVibesRadio.com. You can download it from the website or go to your local or favorite, mobile OS app, be it Android or iPhone. Download the app on your phone today. You can stream the show as well as the awesome Afrobeat Music Collection live on your phone for free. Again, no money down, all free, all awesomeness. Do it today. Again, if you want to reach out to me personally, you can always get at me on Instagram. My name, Dr. Barry MD, DrBarryMD. Also, you can email me at drbarryhealth@gmail.com. That's Dr. Barry, DrBarryHealth@gmail.com. And last but not least, Facebook is also where we're at, posting all the shows as well as other exciting articles. Check us out at www.facebook.com/nextlevelweightloss. Again, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We love hearing from listeners. Any feedback, any even sponsorship opportunities, because we are very highly listened podcast, always looking for sponsors. Check us out if you're interested in sponsoring the show. And also, you can do it on the Anchor FM page. You can donate, become a super sponsor. We're going to get a lot of cool freebies for those people who do sign up. So check us out again. It's Dr. Barry here. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the show. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Health and Wellness Connection radio show / podcast. My name is Dr. Barry. I'm your host, and I want to thank you for joining us again today for the show. Again, this is the coronavirus update. We're going to talk about all the controversies that are just really swirling right now regarding this whole coronavirus situation. Before we go any further, let's give a shout out to the number one Afrobeat radio station in the multiverse, not universe, guys. We're going to the multiverse now. No one is doing it better than Afro Vibes Radio, guys. Please, if you haven't already, please go and get the app now. It's free. You can get it online, any of your favorite stores, be it the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. Get the app, download it. It's free. Free music, awesome shows like mine, and other awesome entertainment, guys. So let's talk about this coronavirus. So it's a pandemic. People are dying. It's real. If you think it's a hoax, you're an idiot at this point. But hey, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who think it's not real. So we're going to have to break it down and tell people what's really going on out here. Okay, first and foremost, we are approaching 17 million infections, guys. 17 million people worldwide have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Excuse me, guys. Now, of that 17 million, 670,000 have passed away. So it is taking lives. Coronavirus is real. People are dying. It's not a joke. Now, out of the 17 million infected cases, 10,600 have recovered. 10,696,000 have recovered at the time of this recording. So people are recovering, but there's still a lot of people who are actively sick. And it's a whole different debate as far as whether or not people who are recovering have truly recovered. We're going to talk about that later on the show. But yeah, so coronavirus is definitely doing this thing, still ravaging the globe. Now, of course, we have a top five that we always talk about. And of course, USA is still number one on this list, as it's been for the past few months now. Trump's shining, response to the pandemic has put U.S. in the worst position as far as new infections, deaths, and everything else. Right now, U.S. is about 4.5 million cases of coronavirus. Yesterday alone, which is July 28th, 66,000 people were newly diagnosed. So, still in the throes of the infection. Only country that's beating USA with new infections at this point is Brazil, with the other country with the leader who could care less about the virus. And they have 70,000 new infections. So really a travesty what's going on in Brazil and the United States for that matter. Infections are raging throughout the nations of those two countries. And they're about the same in deaths as well. USA had about a new 1,400 new deaths yesterday. Brazil with about 1,500 deaths. So it's getting real. Both Brazil and the United States are going through it. USA, particularly the South, is still being ravaged, along with some of the big states, actually. California is still actually the top state, which is actually a very liberal state. Also very diligent with the rules, for the most part, even though it seems like a lot of Californians are still kind of doing what they wanted. Judging by the new numbers, it looks pretty bleak, actually. California with the number one highest number of new cases with 10,000, with 200 new deaths. So even though the media doesn't talk about it, California is actually doing pretty badly during this whole pandemic. So in California, stay safe. Coronavirus is real. And a lot of people are discussing that in California. One of the things that's really being exposed is the low income and the multifamily housing people are really being affected. Los Angeles County is just really going through it now with lots of new cases. I'm actually out there in California quite a bit for other endeavors that I'm involved in. And some of the counties that are really, really being ravaged include San Bernardino County, which is a definitely more low-income part of the state of California. Riverside is also East LA, low-income state is lower-income, I should say. So people living in multiple families in one household is believed to be contributing to some of the increased deaths we're seeing in California, or the rapid spread, I should say, in California, and also in Texas as well. So it's definitely something that we should be paying attention to. It's very important. California is definitely going through it and should be watched very closely. Florida also is having a lot of huge new cases, 9,000 new cases, about 200 new deaths. New York is actually getting a resurgence, unfortunately, despite their horrific trials early on. They're now seeing a slight spike in new cases, but they're doing way better. We're only just under 1,000 new cases in New York compared to the 10,000 we're seeing in Texas and California. Other states that are also making some headway: Georgia, Illinois, Arizona. So yeah, the coronavirus is still there, still present, still causing quite a bit of havoc throughout the nation. And it's still, you know, really causing a lot of pressure to be placed on the hospital systems that are having to deal with this. Which brings us to our next topic. Some clinicians who claim to be on the front line of the whole coronavirus pandemic actually caused a bit of a stir in the, world health community, for that matter, due to their plea to reopen the nation because a cure exists. And apparently all the physicians who are currently practicing aren't too bright, apparently, because these clinicians have had the cure and apparently no one is believing them. So I'm actually going to talk about this in detail, because this is actually something that's been really kind of I think in the news lately, and I've been actually bombarded personally with these clinicians. People have been hitting me up saying, hey man, these docs are really doing it. Or some people would say these people are telling the truth and being suppressed. Others would say, what do you think about this? It's interesting as far as their perspective. You know, so I'm going to tell you straight up, and I'm going to just be honest. Everything you see is definitely, something you cannot just take at face value. You have to look, be able to analyze things you're seeing, and look at the ulterior motive and what is the true purpose behind the message. And, you know, when you say this, when you look at this kind of initial situation, of course, for those who are still not sure what I'm talking about, I'm referring to the viral group of docs called America's Frontline Doctors, who apparently had a summit in front of the White House. And it's interesting how they got that placement as well, which we'll talk about as well. But hey, we'll talk about it now. Screw it. All right. So there's a group of docs called the American Frontline Docs that is believed to be backed by Steve Bannon, who's a associate of Donald Trump. They apparently, in association with Breitbart, another right-wing blog, sponsored basically a summit where they had a bunch of physicians who were out there speaking against the current treatment patterns currently undergoing, that are currently happening across hospitals across America, particularly when it comes to hydrochloroquine. Now, apparently, they believe hydrochloroquine is the cure, if you will, and that physicians aren't using it as they should, and people are now dying as a result of people not using hydrochloroquine. What really kind of captivated many people's, imaginations, if you will, were the words of one particular doctor, Dr. Stella Emanuel. This is a Cameroonian citizen. Apparently she's being falsely associated with Nigeria, which is inaccurate. And as Nigerian someone whose family is of Nigerian descent, I'm definitely, sure that's being clarified. but seriously. So she's a Cameroonian national who apparently has been practicing in the United States for some years now. Apparently she has trained as a pediatrician, yet she's practicing on adults in her clinic. So very interesting when you talk about those kind of issues. But her words were very controversial. She's kind of very confidently spoke out on the floors of the, the National Lawn in D.C. during this supposed summit hosted by the America's Frontline Docs. And we're going to actually go through some of these things that were being said, and we're going to comment on them because, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of things being pushed as the truth that just simply are not. And we got to kind of clarify that and really kind of break down what's wrong with these videos and why they can be honestly a bit dangerous. So let's break it down. We're going to kind of play a little bit and we're going to talk about it and then kind of, you know, see what are some of the issues regarding some of the message spread by Dr. Emanuel.
Emanuel, I'm a primary care physician in Houston, Texas. You know, I actually went to medical school in West Africa, Nigeria, where I took care of malaria patients, treated them with hydroxychloroquine and stuff like that. So I'm actually used to these medications. I'm here because I have personally treated over 350 patients with COVID. Patients that have diabetes, patients that have high blood pressure, patients that have asthma, old people. I think my oldest patient is 92, 87 years old. And the result has...
All right, so she said that she's treating old people. Yet, if we look at her history of training, she's only been trained as a pediatrician. That was for a few years, but unfortunately, she's not actually boarded by any medical board, for that matter. So I kind of find it problematic. She's treating old people, yet her training was with kids, which are technically 18 and below. So that's really an issue. So that already makes me a little nervous that she may not be doing things that are particularly ideal for her elderly population, because she simply has been trained for it, and that's just kind of, you know, the reality. So again, pediatrician by training, treating old people. That's ready. Red flag number one.
It's been the same. I put them on hydroxychloroquine, I put them on zinc, I put them on Zitromax, and they are all well. For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I've put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to Washington, D.C. to say...
All right. So that's another thing I want to talk about as well. She states that she has been. So she stated she treated her patients in her clinic with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin. She stated that that was all she used, and all of her patients did absolutely well, despite all the comorbidities they may have had or may not have had. Now, unfortunately, you know, if this was actually the case, proving this shouldn't be difficult because there should be charts and paperwork, you know, backing all this up. But apparently she says that she's working on the data and she'll get it to us when she can do it. But in the meantime, we need to just trust her words and start immediately releasing this quote cure unquote to the public. Now, the problem is that this isn't actually the first time this regimen has been brought up. Many studies have actually been done that actually have focused on treating patients early on with hydroxychloroquine and zinc and azithromycin. And we actually talked about some of those studies on this show. And that's something we're actually, you know, not aware of. The problem is that labeling this a cure is really just not true. I mean, there's have been studies that have shown some improvement in mortality in patients who have been taking hydroxychloroquine early on in patients who had COVID. But the problem is that it was very, very minimal, and it was actually proven to not really be significant enough to recommend it as a treatment option, especially not as a cure. Now, because there have been some studies that have shown some mild improvement in mortality, you know, there are, you know, countries that do recommend hydroxychloroquine as part of their regimen. However, you know, some patients you may see some improvement, other patients you may not, and it's really honestly a crapshoot. I actually worked personally with a lot of patients as an emergency medicine doctor who actually were on hydroxychloroquine, and some, you know, you saw some improvement. There were others who had no improvement and were still having to be hospitalized, and, you know, some actually end up passing away. So hydroxychloroquine, you know, may show some improvement in some patients, but it's really, you know, hit or miss, and it's definitely not a cure because, again, there are many patients who have not responded to hydroxychloroquine and it required many other treatment regimens, and some just didn't survive. So, you know, I think touting hydroxychloroquine as a cure is really far-fetched. And unfortunately, I think this thing is being pushed because the predominant message of these clinicians were to reopen the country and masks are unnecessary, which is really the message being pushed by a lot of these right-wing and really pro-capitalism, I should say. Not that I'm anti-capitalism, but people who are really pushing for the economy to be reopened, I should say, over everything, even if it means massive deaths as a result. So unfortunately, it's not a true, honest campaign. And that's seen by some of the questionable claims being made by the clinicians in question. So guys, we're going to come back after the break. We have more show for you. We're going to talk more about this group of docs, as well as some other interesting things kind of swirling regarding the week of the coronavirus update for end of July. Again, it's Dr. Barry, your host. Sit tight. We'll be back after the break. All right, guys. Hello, it's Dr. Barry, and I'm back for the other part of the show. This is the Health and Wellness Connection radio show. Thanks for listening again. So, yes, guys, we're talking about the coronavirus, the pandemic, all the controversy swirling up and down throughout the media, and kind of how do we kind of take it all in? So the reality is this, guys, there's a lot of crap in the air. So you got to be very kind of judicious and very selective on how you really approach it, because if you take everything in, you're going to be crapping a whole lot of BS out later. So you don't want to do that. You want to be, you know, very knowledgeable in how you, you know, speak and how you, you know, internalize information. So we're talking about the America's Frontline Docs and this group of physicians or supposed physicians who are apparently in the front lines of the whole care pandemic, and you know they've really kind of made a lot of waves in the media regarding this plea that hydroxychloroquine be used more regularly to take care of this pandemic, because it's the obvious cure that apparently everyone else is not aware of. So like we said, we've talked about hydroxychloroquine as being a pretty interesting drug as far as, you know, its effectiveness for coronavirus. Initially, there was some hope that it was actually a potentially effective drug, but many studies have shown that it's truly not the cure that it was being pushed as. Many studies have shown that hydroxychloroquine is not effective in, you know, curing the illness, and that many patients who were on a placebo did just as well as those who were on hydroxychloroquine. So unfortunately, it's not the cure that everyone hoped for. However, many groups are still pushing it as such, unfortunately, with ulterior motives. Now, we were talking about the video, or the recent viral video that is being scrubbed off the internet as we speak, regarding the America's frontline doctors and how they were really concerned about the cure not being available. And we were kind of talking a little bit about the pleas from Dr. Stella Emanuel, who I want to talk a little bit about as well, because we said, like I said, she is a Cameroonian national who came here practicing medicine, pediatrician trained, practicing on old people. However, one thing that also was not mentioned was that she's also a pastor, meaning she's a preacher of a local church down here in Houston, which is actually next to her clinic, which is in a strip mall. Now, of course, strip malls don't mean that the medicine practice cannot be effective. However, it's concerning if she's making claims that may not be accurate, and still, attacking other clinicians who aren't practicing the same way she is, because it's just something that usually not really done. So if you're going to make kind of bold claims, you're going to need a lot of evidence and support to show that you have the credibility to do such a thing. So, you know, having a clinic in a strip mall doesn't really help that, just being honest. But that being said, hopefully if she does publish the data, you can look at the numbers and really make a final judgment. Either way, so Dr. Emanuel has a church next to her clinic where she is practicing and preaching. The reason I bring up the church, because if you look on her YouTube, if it's still up at the time it's recording, there she had many revival ceremonies. And a revival, for those who are not privy to what goes on in the Christian church, revivals where people basically have a prayer vigil where they pray to the Lord and demand or kind of, you know, insist that the Lord provide or do something that needs to be done, or help the people in the prayer for whatever prayer they want answered, they would pray. So she actually had multiple revivals online to help cure or end the pandemic. She was saying, oh my God, we have to do something. Let's pray. Hopefully, you know, God will come down and save us. But this is the same, you know, physician who was stating that hydroxychloroquine is already the cure. Of course, I guess combined with zinc and azithromycin, that we have a cure as we speak. So it's like, okay, it's not really consistent with the message of we have a cure, but yet you're hosting a revival hoping for a supernatural power to end the pandemic, but yet we have a cure. So it's not really consistent. Now, she also stated that, she doesn't wear a mask in her clinic because we have a cure, remember, so we don't need a mask, it's overrated. But yet, again, if you look on her YouTube page, which you shouldn't actually go, so they don't want to give her more views, but the reality is, on her YouTube page, she's actually advertising her clinic, which is next door to her church. Okay, so her clinic, though, they're actually wearing N95s, and they're banning all patients from entering into the clinic who have symptoms consistent with COVID. So they're actually saying, look, can't come in here. If you have fever, we'll swab you outside. You cannot come in the clinic. We have our own N95s on in this commercial. So it's like, how can you wear N95s in your commercial promoting your clinic, but then you're literally on the White House saying masks are unnecessary because you have the cure? Like, it's just very inconsistent, and it's unfortunate. Like, don't know if maybe, she's, you know, truly believes this stuff that she's saying. You know, I doubt it based on, you know, how her history has, how she's moved historically. She's clearly wearing masks in most in her videos where she's promoting her clinics. She's having multiple revivals, crying out to the Lord, God Almighty, to help reduce the number of people dying from the pandemic. but, you know, yet she has a cure there that she hasn't, I guess, got to people or what. I don't know. It's confusing. It doesn't make sense. But either, at the end of the day, the history of Dr. Emanuel is a bit suspect. There's also another doctor as well, Dr. Simone Gold, who's supposedly the leader of this coalition. The problem with her is that it's not sure she's actively practicing anywhere, based on her investigation. And one thing that's also being noted is that she claims to be board certified in emergency medicine, but there's no actual evidence pointing to her actually being certified. So that's a bit concerning, especially if she's running around stating that she is a physician. So unfortunately, there's been a lot of controversy, you know, that has been, you know, created as a result of this outcry. And many people believe that information that this group of Dr. Gold and Dr. Emanuel and some other docs who are also involved aren't really, you know, moving genuinely, and they aren't giving their information accurately. And that's a bit concerning. So, you know, I just want to, you know, make sure everybody is looking at all the data when they make a conclusion. Unfortunately, hydroxychloroquine is not a cure for COVID-19. COVID-19 is still a thing, unfortunately. You know, hopefully this will end soon so that we can all move back to our regular lives. But currently, we got to, you know, be safe out there still. Got to wear the mask just because we don't want to spread it unnecessarily, you know, because we don't want to, you know, cause more death if we don't need to. Oh, yeah. Another thing, too, I forgot regarding Dr. Emanuel was that she has some other interesting views that you can actually look at yourself if you want to check out her YouTube, which I don't recommend you do. It's actually a waste of time. But if you want to, you know, have a good laugh, not a bad idea to check out some of the interesting theories that Dr. Emanuel pushes on her site. So in addition to the you don't need a mask theory, and that, and also in addition to the hydrochloroquine is a cure theory, Dr. Emanuel also believes that gynecological problems are caused by people having sex in their dreams, actually. People who have sex with demons in their dreams, I should say. Not just sex with demons and witches in their dreams. That's how you get endometriosis, ovarian cysts, and other real medical issues. Again, this is a medical doctor, according to some reports. So I just want to let you know what's out here. Dr. Emanuel also believes that scientists have plans to install microchips in people and are developing a vaccine to prevent people from being religious. I'm like, wow. Again, these are just kind of based on her YouTube. People have kind of perused and seen kind of what are some of the things she actually believes, so we can kind of know who are we actually listening to. And yes, Dr. Emanuel believes that scientists are actually making people less religious via microchips. So yeah, interesting. So also, Dr. Emanuel believes that the government is run in part by reptilians and other aliens. Now, I can tell you that many other people believe this too, so I'm not going to say, and I'm not saying why I believe it, but I've heard this theory before, a little concerning, but yes, she believes that the government is run by reptilians. All right, another thing that Dr. Mayo believes, this could actually be a whole show by itself, but I just came across this, I thought it was hilarious. All right, another thing that Dr. Mayo believes, the magic 8-ball toy is psychic and part of a scheme to get children to use witchcraft. So yes, if you use a magic 8-ball, you're training your child to be a witch, according to Dr. Emanuel. So yes, this is some of the things that, you know, Dr. Emanuel, who's being purported as the new Dr. Fauci by many Trump fans, apparently this is going to be the next moral authority for medical advice. As she was retweeted by Donald Trump Jr. and Trump himself. So I think Trump himself. I'm not sure about Trump himself, but I know Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this young lady. And many people have been tweeting her. Let me not make fun. Like, a lot of people I respect who are very intelligent tweeted her to me, actually, and say, hey, check it out. Good information. So this is why it's so important that because the imagery kind of fit what people believed, you know, would be legitimate people. A lot of folks in white coats, looking important, in front of the White House, looking cameras everywhere, which were also brought there. You know, and people immediately started believing it. And then, of course, the president and his people are retweeting it. So it's concerning that people were read with this so quickly. But hey, you know, if you listened to Health and Wealth Connection, you would have known it was BS off rip. Not to brag, but hey, we've been kind of going in on these things and making sure people are aware of what's going on. But yes, you need a mask. No, hydroxychloroquine is not a cure. It's something that you can potentially try early on in the illness, but it doesn't really guarantee that you'll do well. That's the reality. And so we got to keep pushing, man. We got to keep finding the cure. Let's wait for the science to really bear out so we can know what we're doing. I think vaccines will have a role. Now, I don't believe they should be forced, but they will have a role. And we're going to talk more about vaccines. We're going to do a whole show on them, guys. So stay tuned for that. And again, guys, just thank you for listening to the show. You know, I know we've been sometimes kind of dragging on about the coronavirus, but hey, this thing is real and it's going to really change the world as we know it. So just try, you know, stay healthy, stay safe, you know, avoid contact with people, avoid the COVID parties if you can. It's not funny. And just do the right thing, guys. It's your host, Dr. Barry. I'm signing out. You guys take care. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Health and Wellness Connection podcast and radio show. For more information on ways to get healthy, please check us out. www.anchor.fm/HW Connection. Here you can re-listen to the show, check out older shows, and even further support the show by becoming a subscriber to the podcast. Please check us out today. Again, that's anchor.fm/HW Connection. And also, don't forget to follow Dr. Barry on Instagram @DrBarryMD. Until next time, stay healthy.